Mr. Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, Zugar, Z-U-G-A-R. He was born 9/26/82. He was seen 8/1/2022. Chief complaint, my head hurts, number one. Number two, leg pain. Next one was abdominal pain. Next one was dizziness. Next one was headache. Next one was leg arm pain. Next one was tachycardia. Next one was palpitation. Next one was dizziness. As I mentioned, our patient is a 39-year-old gentleman, never been vaccinated against COVID-19, developed fever and above-mentioned symptoms for the past 24 hours period. In the paragraph, he also has been having severe body ache, calf pain, and right arm pain in the deltoid area period. In the paragraph, he never been vaccinated against COVID-19, but he thinks he had COVID back in 2020. Medications, none. Medical problems. Chronic left wrist pain, surgical problems, none. Social, he dips, D-I-P-S, doesn't drink, he drinks very little, he doesn't smoke, doesn't use drugs. He's a married, he has three children, he's a crane operator. A review of system as above, family history, coronary artery disease, hypertension, questionable cancer in grandparents, allergen and drug allergy. Weight 226, 98%, 98.8, 16, 105, 137 over 86. Heart tachycardic, lungs clear, abdomen is soft with epigastric tenderness. Neck shows the lymphadenopathy bilaterally. Skin shows warm to touch. Neurological non-focal, lower extremity, tender calves bilaterally, especially on the right side. Tender upper extremity, especially over the right deltoid. COVID assessment number one, well, before assessment, COVID-19 is positive. Assessment number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, patient will doctor come back for blood work. Number three, we talked about options to treatment. He definitely wants no treatment. He just wants to try Tylenol and Motrin for now. Next number, because of his abdominal pain, we looked at his abdomen, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of his severe calf pain, especially on the right side and right arm slash deltoid pain, we looked at his vasculature, did not find any abnormality. Next number is dizziness, caused us to do a carotid ultrasound, which was negative. Next number is palpitation and tachycardia, caused us to do an echocardiogram, which was also within normal limits. He does have frequent urination with a slight BPH. Next number is he does have lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next number is no renal stenosis noted. Next number, come back for blood work. Next number is, again, did not want any Paxlovid, steroids, antibiotics, or any other treatment for COVID-19 at this time. Discuss findings with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.